Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's Barb. If my voice sounds a little different, I have a bit of a cold, but it is maybe a different voice, but the same message. The message that I'm called to share with you is God's incredible love for you. So for this message, I'd like to tell you a story. It's actually a true story. There was a boy and a girl, and they were on a trip, and they arrived at their destination. And when they did, let me tell you first about the girl. She saw where they had arrived, and she was not pleased. She saw things having been here before that were missing, things that made it nicer before. And she saw that she thought the place didn't look as clean as it usually had, or as up to date. So maybe a little tired and a little lacking. And she was disappointed in the place. And then there was the boy that she had traveled to the place with. And he arrived at the exact same place, and he was filled with joy. He was filled with delight and wonder, and he saw the place as a beautiful, beautiful gift designed especially for him. He was so pleased with the beautiful lights and the sounds and the smells of the food and the joy that he experienced, and he just felt what a gift and what an incredible place that they had come to together. Now, they were at the exact same place, so what was different? Well, might I tell you that the difference was, one, the girl was 65 years old, and the boy, he was 5. So what they did when they arrived at the fair was, the girl, let's call her Barb, saw everything in a way where she had certain expectations, and she looked at stuff in a critical way. She looked at the cords that were running under the machines, and she looked at the games that weren't there, and she looked at the equipment that seemed outdated for the rides. And the boy, he saw delight. He was so in tune with receiving the gift of this special evening. I want to share with you a scripture that I think is very relevant. It's in Luke 18, 16. It's 16 and 17. Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter into it." Amen. What happened for me at the fair was, I believe I carried with me what I sometimes think of as the burdens of life, the burdens that cover over that shining joy, pure and simple joy that is inside you, that is inside all of God's children. And over the years, sometimes I feel the weight of those burdens. And Jack, who is 5, saw a gift designed especially for him, where everything was beautiful. I saw what was missing. I saw empty spots. I was seeing things that weren't there. And Jack saw what was in front of him. What this meant to him was a special time of sharing and being together and just living in that moment. And what I saw was taking things of my past and placing them on the present moment. It was only when I stopped and saw things through Jack's eyes that the delight came and the wonder came and the fun came and the true joy came and the truth came to me. And that is to receive the gift, to receive what God is giving us and has given to us. We must do it with the heart of a child. We must see the gift that God has given us as designed just for us, especially for us. Have you ever seen a child get the perfect gift? Oh, you won't forget it. One that is their heart's desire. When they open that, there is pure joy. They squeeze it to them. I don't care how big it is or if it's heavy or they fall onto it or bring it to them and they hug it and they squeal and they run around the room. And you will never have to wonder about how happy and joyful they are having received this gift. I think that's what we're called to do with the gifts God has given us, with the gift of His Son, so that we would know this love, so that we would know a joy and a peace in our life, even during troubled times. We need to squeal with delight like a child, because this gift has been designed especially for us, for our heart's desire. I have learned what is very helpful to me in my prayers is to pray as though I am that child receiving a gift. So before I start asking for things that, you know, if I'm praying for someone and they have a need and I'm like, Lord, help this person, I first will praise God for giving me this person in my life to share this walk with, this journey with. That I have someone to pray for is first and foremost a gift from God. Amen. And that has changed my prayer life. When I tell someone I will pray for you, I now say I will also praise for you. Amen. 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 Let us pray together now and praise together. Dear Lord, sweet Jesus, blessed Mother, thank you for this day. Thank you for each and every person who is listening now. Thank you for the gifts that are ours, only for opening and wrapping, unwrapping, and squeezing tightly with the joy of a child shrieking with delight. An adult went to the fair. She saw what was missing. A child went to the exact same fair and saw the beauty and the gifts that were designed especially for them. See what you are being given. See the beauty of this day through the eyes of a child. So many times, Lord, it's when we look and revisit something and walk through something with a child that we see it anew and we feel renewed. Going to a show or a zoo, doing that with a child and seeing that through the child's eyes, we are lifted, Lord. May we receive your Son with the heart of a child. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.